For WKU Public Radio, I'm Lisa Autry. Many educators are pointing to chess as an activity that can be very beneficial for students. This weekend, on the WKU campus, a chess grandmaster from Russia will talk about the thinking processes of chess and science. It's part of the program for the WKU Open Chess Tournament. Dan Maudlin talks with Sam Hunt from the WKU Chess Club.
Well, Sam, you've been working in the campus community for some time to try to establish chess activities, and it looks like you have a pretty significant weekend coming up.
One of the players is titled a Super Grandmaster, and that is a grandmaster who's reached a level of 2,700 or above international rating, and there's only about 35 of those people in the world. His name's Vladimir Malikov, and he's coming from Russia. This will actually be his first trip to the U.S. He's a pretty unique guy. While he was earning his doctorate in nuclear physics, he was also becoming this Super Grandmaster at the same time.
Okay, and he's coming in conjunction with a chess tournament that is open to the public, is that right?
Yes, it's open to everybody from all skill levels. You can have the most basic knowledge of chess and come in and compete and still try to earn a trophy or even a cash prize, depending on which section you enter into. Or you can be somebody like Vladimir Malikov and come in and try to earn the title of best player at WKU Open.
Now, Sam, I should point out that you're currently studying for your doctorate. What are some of the educational benefits that you see for people becoming involved in playing chess?
Some of the correlations we've posted on our website, we have a huge gallery of papers that people can read about the benefits of chess and education. First of all, a huge push to build critical thinking skills in kids so that they can have college and career readiness later on. That's probably one of the best features of chess, is teaching kids sort of a process of thinking, a way to go step by step and to weigh the consequences of what your ideas are, and then to get immediate feedback on those ideas as you're playing through the game and over successive games over a long period of time. So the longer kids actually play chess, research has shown that their testing scores actually increase as well. So as they get better at chess, then testing scores in math and science actually increase as well.
And as we mentioned earlier, chess grandmaster Vladimir Malikov will give a lecture Friday evening in Gary Ransdell Hall on the correlations between the thinking processes of chess and science. That lecture starting at 6 o'clock in Gary Ransdell Hall. Sam, I believe you have an ongoing chess club activity here in the community for someone who might just want to get started playing the game. Is that right?
We do. There's a group that meets at South Campus on Tuesday evenings, and we have a group that meets on Main Campus on Thursday evenings, every Thursday.
So if someone in our audience would like to learn some more just about getting started in this type of an activity, would that be a good place for them to start?
That would be a great place for them to get started. We're open to all skill levels. It's free and open to the public. And there's always somebody there willing to go through a game and, as you're playing, sort of give instruction and maybe a different way to think about things and help improve other players too.
This will be the fourth annual WKU Open Chess Tournament. About 75 adults and 200 students are expected to compete, which will include both adult and scholastic or K-12 individual and team events. The Southern Kentucky G10 Championship will be held April 20th at WKU's Faculty House, while the Southern Kentucky Scholastic Chess Championship will be held April 21st at South Warren High School. And it should be pointed out that the first place overall winner in the high school section will receive a full tuition and fees scholarship to WKU. Further information about registration and tournament times can be found online at hilltopperchess.net. That's hilltopperchess.net. For WKU Public Radio, this is Dan Maudlin.